Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta go to the blog. Bringing us down
to the last few days of this here year of 2021. Father God, it ain't all been easy, but nevertheless, you've always been there with us every step of the way, and we want to say thank you. And then, Father God, we want to thank you for your darling son, Jesus, the one that died on Calvary's cross, that we might all have a right to the tree of life. Father God, we ask that you would bless the sick and the shut-in tonight, wherever they may be. Bless the bereaved family, wherever they may be. Father God, carry them through a trying time, Father God. Let them know that you can do all things but fail. And then, Lord, when we come down to the end of this journey, we ask that you will give us a home somewhere in your kingdom where we will rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, not and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. But like I said, the Bible study, we want to thank God for Blog Talk Radio, which I do that over the phone line, as y'all know about already by now. Y'all already know that. I better go and open up this water because it seems like I'm going to need it pretty bad tonight. We counted a blessing to still be in the land of the living and not of the dead. And we want to say that we do have a few announcements we'd like to make right off the bat here. We like I said, we thank God for being as well as it is down in the deep end of 2021. We are already at the end of it, and we thank God for the journey thus far. We haven't made it yet, y'all, but we thank him for the journey thus far. We will have, on this Sunday, we will have church, and our church service will be at my first Sunday church in New Salem, CME Church, where the pastor is the Reverend Ernie Wilson, chairman of the steward board, is our brother Fady Clark. Stuart, right here, Stuart, along with his buddy, mine, Brother Jesse Gilbert. They run things very well there at New Salem. We've got a bunch of great people there at New Salem. I've given a big shout out to all our office from the secretary, financial secretary, Janice D. Gilbert, which is Blue's wife, Janice Gilbert, Daryl Dunn with the choir as the choir president. But Darren's choir president, I think, so Janice came in to assist her to try to help her get ourselves together, and they done a great job of that. And just to everybody in general, all the members of the choir and everybody of this the New Salem CME family, we give y'all a shout out. Also to my home church, the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, where the pastor is Reverend Christopher Williams. And we got the chairman of our deacon board, Deacon Harry Richardson, and my classmate and playmate of long years, Deacon Greg Holmes, and also the superintendent of Sunday school, and yours truly, which is Deacon Walker. And I am also the minister of music there at Antioch, along with all our officers. And we got so many of them, y'all. God knows I don't want to leave anybody out, but I'm just gonna get the main auxiliaries because I want to give everybody their shout out. And I'm gonna start in the choir, serving the minister music. Sister Annie Thomas is also choir president. Sister Annie Joyner is the secretary. Brother Marion Thomas, which is Sister Annie's husband, he's the treasurer. And Deaconess Brenda Mays, also the vice president of the choir, right there along with all the choir members, whatever their prospective places are. We're going down now to the Sister Anna also is our church. She's also our church president, missionary president. She's president of the Missionary Society. Take care of all that business going on. We got our great secretary of the church, Sister Dottie. I call her Dottie. Her name's Sister Dorothy Downey, church secretary, as well as Sister Lakes, Marjorie Lakes, the financial secretary. On down to, like I said, I already told you about our chairman and Harry Richardson, but he's also the treasurer. And going down to the Usher Board, my dear sister Josie, and Josie Murphy, president of the Usher Board, and our great culinary department head is our Deaconess Queen Jackson, along with her entire staff. One of these days I'm gonna get everybody. I'm gonna get everybody's name, and I'm gonna give a big, great, big shout out to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church family. But that's just a little brief overview of everything that we got going on there. And y'all, we thank God for the journey. We also will be having watch night service at Antioch on this Friday night, if the Lord say so. And the guest evangelist will be none other than the Reverend David Ham of the Piney Grove Missionary Baptist Church. He will be bringing the message. Now, we got a little change. Our pastor has made a little change with the timing of everything. We're not going to be out late night like it used to be. We are not going to be at that church after no midnight. We're going to start at 8 o'clock, and we're going to be through. When we get through, we're going to be through, and pastor want to have all us out in the street before everybody starts shooting. So y'all just bear with that, in other words. And I think that's a good thing to be off the road anyway, because we are looking for some inclement weather anyway. And he was saying the storms are in the forecast for Friday, so quite naturally, we need to go on out there and get through and come on back in. It's just tradition, y'all. It's just tradition. I mean, I can tell y'all the reason why black folks have watch night service. Some of you white people, y'all might know, but in case you don't know, y'all know that in 1863, we was free, declared by President Abraham Lincoln by the proclamation. That is what watch night is all about, my friend. We were going to be free that January 1, 1863, and we stayed and went to church that night to watch it in. That's why they call it watch night service. They cut that right down. That's all it means. But though, now, I might be done to help somebody. Then again, I may ain't told nobody nothing. But nevertheless, it is what it is. So tonight, my brothers and sisters, I do have a song that I want to reference tonight, because this is the reflection night. And I'm hoping that I'm going to say something that, if I don't offend somebody, then I don't think my job is done. And I'm just going to be honest with you, because when you tell people the truth, most of us don't want to hear the truth. But nevertheless, if I offend you, don't take it personally. But I am going to speak the truth as far as I know it. This is a bill. In the sake of the old church, I told y'all I'm gonna mention the song that I'm gonna make mention of tonight and bring forward is the old song that says time. In other words, hold to God, unchanging hand. Hey, how you doing now, Mary Jane? I see where you came in, spoke to your big sister, but you didn't say nothing to the big me. And I didn't want to let you know that. But good evening anyhow. I want y'all to know that hold to God's unchanging hand is the song that came to me tonight about this reflection of what I'm going to do. And in the spirit of the old church, I remember when we used to have testimony service. We used to have testimonies, sir, and where people didn't mind speaking about what the Lord have done for them. Amen. The Lord didn't mind. That's okay. Amen. We got you, Mary Jane. They would get up, and I can remember right there at Antioch in my home church, growing up as a little boy, and they would have their testimony service. Y'all, a lot of tradition shouldn't be changed. Matter of fact, we got some things that tradition should be brought back that we throw away. Some of the good things, we throw them away, but that's the mess we got now. You got people, we got all this technology now. Ain't nobody got time for good. You know, y'all, I don't mean to do this, but I got to say this. Because like I said, it was a night for testimony. So I'm going to give mine because I'm the only one. Y'all can't give no testimony because y'all are not lying. And that's how come I said I was thank God for my brother I was telling y'all about earlier, Brother G.A. Dawkins, because what we going to do, we're going to be doing stuff live. We're going to be doing Zoom conferences and whatnot. It's going to be aired on this Facebook and YouTube as well. And the reason why I love that is because me and that guy, we're going to explode this word, and we're going to blow it wide open. And this cat knows the Bible. This guy knows the Bible. I'm talking about this cat knows the Bible. That's what brought me to him, because of his wisdom and knowledge of the word. And I can't wait till we can go and get something going, because we're going to blow this thing up. And therefore, because me and him are going to be live, and we can interact with each other. See, like I said right now, y'all can't tell me nothing, because, see, y'all are not live. But we thank God that you at least listening in, but you are not live. You can't share. You can't share your testimony with everybody, but that's all right. That's all right. Thank God for you. Maybe in the future, you know, a lot of people don't like to go live. I realize that. I don't know why. But, I mean, old Miniman ain't hiding nothing. I ain't got nothing to hide. I don't care where who will see me or whatever, because I ain't got nothing to hide. But at any rate, when Brother Dalton and myself get together, we are going to set up some things, because he's already asked me about it, that we could do, me and him could do some stuff together. And I want that very much so, because it's going to be very good, because the word is going to be exploding. And I mean big time. But at any rate, we used to have what we call the old testimony service. And the old deacons, and I remember my old deacons, like I said, I thank God for my old deacons. They weren't perfect. They weren't perfect, not by a long shot. But they taught us, paved the way for us to come. That's why me and Greg right now, we are deacons. And our church chairman is the deacon. We are deacons because we were brought up under their leadership. They the ones showed us the road. Because right now, we wouldn't know what we know if it had not been for them. So you don't throw away some tradition. You understand? We got a song that old landmark. Y'all know that song. If you've been to church in it more than 2 weeks, you should know that song. But at any rate, the sisters would get up. The sisters in the amen corner, they would, one of them strike out in a hymn. And want to get us, y'all, I got something to say. It was just like that. It was impromptu. It wasn't no formality in it. But that if they had something they wanted to say, they were giving God the praise. Something that we, as people today, we ain't got time to give God the praise. We too busy with our cell phone. We're in our tablet. I got a tablet up. Y'all can't see it. It's all camera. I got a fire tablet up there. I got another PC over y'all. And I got one down here. We got so much junk that take up our time, we don't give God no time. That's just how bad we done got. But in the olden days, when we didn't have all this, then a lot of us had time to praise and serve God. But at any rate, I can remember old sister said, over there in that amen come and said, it's getting late in the east, and the sun is going down. Y'all, let me tell you something. It is getting late. It already done got late in the evening. And the sun is sure going down. You got people right now. Like I said, y'all, some of y'all might not never come back to my Bible study after tonight, because I'm going to tell it like it is. We don't even sit down and have a good meal anymore with the family. Everybody is in their own room. Everybody. Everybody in their own room, in their own separate thing. What? They say no one can come to the dinner table no more. And did y'all know the dinner table used to sort of like be the conference room of the family? That's where everybody came together and knew what was going on with each other, the children as well as the parents. Everybody knew what was going on. You right now, you living in the house with people you don't even hardly know. Why? Because you'll never see them. Because they got their head always stuck in a tablet. And it ain't nothing wrong with the tablets, y'all. Now, don't go and throw your tablets away. Those are good things. Technology is good. We are on this thing tonight because of technology. Technology is a good thing, but some of us have that took it to the utter extreme. We don't have no time for nothing else. Nevertheless, it's getting late in the evening, and the sun is sure going down. Now, my sister and brother, I told y'all about my brother, G.A. Dawkins. Yeah, Brother Hammerman. Dinner table was, that's right. That was, that's exactly right. I think I can't hardly make out that last word that I used. But it was the newsroom. You're actually right. Because that's where everybody got the news from what had happened that day. It was at the dinner table, and you didn't bring no telephone to the Now, you know, we got to have a phone everywhere we go. I believe when we take it to the bathroom with us. I mean, because we done got so hung up in this technology. But at any rate, this was a year of, like I said, this Bible study night is a Bible study of reflection. And even though, like I said, I'm the only one live, so I'm the only one that can look back and give my testimony. Actually, it's going to take a long time for me to give my testimony if I give it and do it proper justice. But nevertheless, I don't have that type of time because time is moving kind of fast here tonight. And like I said, we want to give God the praise and give him the glory, but we don't want to shortchange him either. We want to shortchange God, but now we got all day to play with them telephones and them tablets and this computer and do all that. We do it hours upon hours, but when it comes time to do Bible study, we 10 or 15 minutes, that's not all we can stand. And we really go even to the church service. People go to church same way. They be late in the church and want to be early to leave. I'm just going to tell it like it is. I know y'all, some of y'all ain't going to like it. And I told y'all ain't going to like me out tonight. But I'm going to tell the truth. But it said that the old sister would get up and say, it's getting late in the evening. And the sun is still going down. Now, y'all, let me give my reflection. And I'm not just going to do it just for this year only. But I'm going to kind of flash back a long while ago. I can remember that I had people that would come into the Bible study and no longer there. Because as long as I was saying what they wanted to hear, everything was all right. But when the teaching got hard and this stuff that they couldn't understand the whole thing, and I understand that because, see, the reason I understand that is because that's the same thing they did to Jesus. So if you know they done it to Jesus, and I ain't nowhere near nothing close to Jesus, you surely know that they're going to do it to you. In other words, John 6:66, it said that when the teaching got hard for the people, they left Jesus and they stopped following him and never followed him anymore. Y'all read it. It's in the Bible. Yeah, I got people that came to the Bible study, but they, for whatever reason, they stopped coming. That's their prerogative. I cannot force or make anybody do anything. Matter of fact, if you got to force people that are trying to twist their arm to make them do something, you shouldn't want it anyway, according to my cousin. He's a minister of the gospel himself, Reverend Michael J. Walker. But at any rate, I can look back way back, and I know I can tell you the one, I won't call the name, but they just, like I say, people come in your life for different reasons. Some come to stay, some don't. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I'm Buddy Miniman that's inside. I mean, Hammer Man that's inside. Y'all may not know him as Hammer Man. His name, he got grayscale painting on here, but I call him Hammer Man. Now, me and Brother Hammer Man have been friends on the net for over 20-some doggone years, ever since 1998, when I first got on the internet. When I first got on the internet with my first brand new personal PC, along with this here keyboard, y'all see sitting back here. That's the time when I got on the internet. And me and Brother Hammerman been here interacting. He's in here tonight after all them years. Well, when stuff like that happens, you can tell who with you and who's not with you. You know, you got some of these people that like want to make popcorn call when they got something that they want to know. But see, they like courting Jesus. You can't court Jesus. You can't get the benefit. A woman or a man don't get the benefits of marriage until you go to Allah. You don't just, you shouldn't. I say it like that. Amen. But at any rate, as my testimony, I done seen people come and go. I done seen things happen. And then in 2018, y'all, when I really became, I got hit with a chronic illness myself. That was in 2018, February. Guess where I was at? Church. I was at church. February the 9th, Friday night doing a appreciation program that me and my dear sister, Miss Ruth Morgan, busted. Now, she's a busted now because she married since then. And Sister Anna Joyner, they were my help when they helped me with the pastor they studied. Pastor Donnie D. Green was our pastor senior at that time. He was our pastor at that time, and we were giving him a special program on that particular night when I got sick. And y'all, the whole barrage of things just started happening. I was going, something was happening to me back to back ever since that night. Ever since that night. Lost my memory. A part of that night I don't remember to this day. I lost the left great toe on my left leg at that time. But then, like I said, bye and bye. You know, the diabetes was kicked in, hypertension, PAD, all that kicked in on me at one time. I was hit like a ton of bricks. But nevertheless, God was still faithful. Still, things that should have took me out didn't. And I give God all the praise. Like I said, I got the testimony tonight because, see, like I said, I'm the only one that can testify. Y'all can because you're not lying. And went on from there to 2018 to 19, that was sort of like a recovery. I had all my nurses coming. I was seeing doctors back to back, left and right, going to the doctor. Turn around in 2020 came in. Lo and behold, that was COVID. Shut the church down. The last place that should have been shut down was the church, but they shut them down. The devil was glad of that. That same year in July, I got sick again, big time. Back in the hospital, July the 19th, lost the bottom portion of my left leg from the amputated toe. That leg got infected still, and I still lost the leg. Had an operation that they had to go in my heart through my wrist. Well, y'all, I had congestive heart failure in 2018 as well. That's how come I give out of breath. And I'm trying to sing, and I'm yet trying to play that keyboard and stuff, but I'm trying to do, but the boy ain't what he used to be. But I thank God for it well as it is. This is testimony, sir, y'all. Reflecting. That was in July 19, 2020. The same Sunday that I entered into the hospital at Phoebe Putney, that same Sunday I got a call from my choir president at that time was Christine Holt, Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist. Pleasant Grove AME Church, telling me that my cousin had passed away. Sister Marianne Jackson. She didn't even know I was in the hospital because she wouldn't have called me and told me that she know. But I was sick as a dog when she called me, and I yet talked to her. That was the same. Lo and behold, got out in August the 5th. Went through a rehabilitation at my aunt's over there in all ministers, Little Ann Cole. Never will forget her. My cousin, my first cousin, Steve. They took care of me and got me up back up on my feet, got my strength back. But, y'all, it wasn't over then. It still wasn't over. Came that November the 3rd, I had another stroke. Ended up in 10th Regional Hospital. And that same Monday, on November the 30th, last year, not only was I going to Tiff Regional for another trial and another storm, my dad also had a bad accident on that same Monday, and he ended up being airlifted to Macon. So that is going to show you how my year was at that time. But nevertheless, I had to have another surgery on the right leg this time. Doctor had to go in and give me that vein surgery to open up my vein to keep me from losing this left, the right leg. And that was all in 2020. Lo and behold, blog talk going to go off in 10 seconds, but I'll still be live with y'all. I'm going to tell this here. Lo and behold, 2022 came in. 2021 came in, rather, this year. My I always tell y'all about my sweet angel up there in Cordell. But my sweet doctor at that time, Jessica, she told me, after she saw me in January when I went back and was taking care of this foot of mine, which was very bad. She told me straight up when they thought I was going to lose it. But nevertheless, she took it straight up. She took it to Dr. Culpepper up there in Cordell, Georgia, Crisp Regional Hospital. She said, Walker, you're going to need more surgery. Sorry to tell you, but you're going to need more surgery. That's the word she used. I said, all right. Well, on the 22nd of January this year, they clipped all my toes on my right foot. They got all the bad part off. But the doctor saved the foot and the leg. And so, y'all, there are many things I can tell y'all about that. Many things I can tell you about it. From that point on up, as well as my great nurses up there, Aaron, Whitney, Karen, Taylor, they took care of me every step of the way. My buddy Lewis Shingles was the one. Me and Lewis rode that highway like hot water. He got me to every appointment I had up there. That's how come I said, thank God for real friends. I ain't talking about these fake folks, but I'm talking about real friends. Thank God for real friends. And I got to all my appointments. He made certain that I was there. And Jessica and Aaron and Whitney and Karen and Taylor, they took care of me every step of the way up until they healed. God healed this foot. And I sat here tonight with no wounds on my body. Do I feel great all the time? No, I don't. I have some good days and I have some bad days, but ain't no wounds on my body. So, y'all, in light of the time, I don't have no problem praising God. I don't have a problem giving God the praise. And so, like I said, if I couldn't say a word, I just wave my hand. Some of us act like that God ain't never done nothing for us. We keep a whole lot of mess going. Excuse me, y'all, but it just don't make sense for some of us to keep as much mess. And sometimes if we would just hush and be quiet ourselves. But some people, you can't get them to hush. Let the law fight your battle. Let the law fight your battle. And it'll be fought right. You can't make people do nothing, y'all. I keep telling you, it's called self-control. It didn't tell you to control nobody else. You can't control other folks. What other people do, like my grandmother used to tell us, don't worry about the other fellow. You just do what you're supposed to do and shut up and go on about your business. Stop worrying about everybody else's business. You ain't got to know everybody's business. If they didn't tell you, well, you didn't need to know. At any rate, y'all, that's my testimony. I don't have a resolution. I don't make resolutions. That's just a reflection, not from just last year or this year. That's a reflection from all the way back with me. I don't make resolutions because a lot of times we don't do nothing that make resolutions. And I can tell y'all this here. You don't never lose a friend that you ain't never really had anyway. I keep on telling you that everybody is not your friend. The word says, Jesus said, that is a friend. You hear that? Close that, brother. That let you know you ain't got many. But if you got one, you better make sure you hold on to them. And stop running your mouth about everything. And my great-grandma used to tell me, boy, it's best not to know something as well as the norm. You ain't got to know everything. And believe you me, it's like Jesus said, whoever is with you, they are with you. But you can't make nobody, like this Bible study. I can't make people come to this Bible study. I can't make people endorse what I do. I can't do that. I can't worry about that. I ain't doing it for them per se. Just because for them to like it. If you don't like it, well, so be it. Get in line. But like I say, y'all, this was a testimonial service. And I wish y'all could have a chance to say something. But like I say, unless you go live, you can't do it. But at any rate, in honor of the old church, in honor of the old church, I'm going to try. I don't know if I'm able to do it or not. I don't know if I'm able to do it, but I'm going to try to do a little bit of this old song, this old hymn. that we used to do years ago. And it was one of the ones I referenced on tonight. Hold God's unchanging hand. And when I reference tonight, you know, what I'm going to do in honor of the old church, in honor of the old ancestors, and we are coming into another year that God is sending us. I'm going to keep, I ain't got no resolution. I'm just going to be me like I've always been. I can do that. I can be me better than any of y'all. And as a matter of fact, and guess what? I'm going to let you handle your business, and I wish y'all would let me handle mine, but if you don't, that's on you. I'm not going to let you steal my joy worrying about you. So in the honor of the old church, I'm going to ask y'all, like I said, bear with me. Bear with me here because see, it's been a while. And I don't have the wind that I used to have. And I try to do the best I can, though. But in honor of the old church, I'm just going to just tag just a little bit of this here old hymn in the memory of my old Deacon Love Brown, Deacon Felix Rivers Sr., Deacon Freddie Gifford, Deacon Love Brown, Deacon Bud Holmes, A.J. Holmes. Some of y'all may not know him about Mr. Bud. But at any rate, them were my old deacons. They taught me what I knew and what I know to this very day. Being a now, I'm the deacon in me and my classmate, Greg. We are the deacons in Brother Harry. We are the deacons now. But in memory of the old church, we're going to try to just do just a little bit of portion of this here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it the way we used to do it a long time ago, but at any rate, I'm going to touch on it. And if y'all, I know I wish I had y'all with me, we could sing it together, but seeing that you don't, we just going to hit it like this here. It said, time is filled with swift transition. None on earth unmoved can stand. You ought to build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. All right, y'all, here. You ought to hold to his hand, to God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold to his hand, to God's unchanging hand. You ought to build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. That's enough. That's about as much as I can do, y'all. Thank you. And in the spirit of Deacon Little Brown, he said you can make your mouth say anything. And then I can hear Deacon Felix Rivers saying, and I'm talking about show enough. Then I can hear Mr. Bud, Deacon A.J. Holmes saying, amen, amen. Deacon Bud was very soft-spoken, y'all, but when he said he would always bow their head and say, amen, you can count on it. So we thank God for y'all and the ones that have always been there. The ones that are yet hanging with me, Brother Hammer, man, I want to give you your credit. I'm going to give you your shout-out, brother, because you've been there you've been with me every step of the way. Ever since I've been on this net, you've been with me, and you're still hanging there with me. I see my mom in there. All right, hey, all right, yeah, that hold of God's hand, that's my mom in the chat. I know I'm doing pretty good tonight. But at any rate, y'all, that's it. And Deacon Bud will say, amen, amen. And like I said, I can really see them over there in that amen corner. And then when Deacon Felix Rivers was saying, I'm talking about shoulder. That was his favorite. I said it this very day myself. I say it now. Because it's in the memory of those older deaconheads that taught us the road. They taught us the road. Like I said, me and Greg and Harry, we are not no way near perfect, but we do the best we can, y'all. We do the best we can. And if I could tell y'all something, if you want to know it, you ain't perfect either. So in other words, we just going to do what? We're going to hold to God's unchanging hand. And we're going to build our hope on things eternal. And we're going to keep holding to God's unchanging hand. So with that being said, dog, I'm going to tell y'all what Minuteman going to do. Minuteman going to continue to be what he was this year all the way back to 1961, and that be me, because I can be that better than anybody. Better than anybody, I can be myself. And I ain't making no resolution, because they don't be nothing but resolute. But what I'm saying is, y'all, try to do better if you ain't. If don't, you ain't got to try to make no resolution. Try to do better. And there's one thing that we can do, And I guarantee you, if you do this here, this will make your 2022 be great and less stressful if you do this one thing. Mind your own business. That's all you got to do. Mind your business, and we will be fine. Don't worry about what the other fella is doing. You do what you're supposed to do. I don't care. Y'all say, well, I'm not going to do this because I saw that they didn't do it. So what? So what? Do what God lays on your heart to do and cut the debt and be through with it. So with that being said, y'all, in the spirit of the holidays, we just had Christmas. We headed forward toward the new year. And I'm going to stay right here tonight because the next time I come on the Bible study, we will be in the new year. So I'm going to say to y'all, Happy New Year. And may God bless you. Hopefully, I pray that God will bring all of us over. But I hope he's bringing us over there so we can do better. Just do better. Just do better. Don't say what you're going to do. Just do better. Be better than you were this year. Just do that, and you'll be doing a good work. And like I said, mind your business, and you will be all right. So we're going to end this Bible study in the proper way. We're going to say, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest rule and abide with thee, thy people, henceforth, now and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. And we will see y'all next week, if the Lord say so. So good night. Happy New Year to you, though, tomorrow. Y'all take care. Yes, I did.